Hallelujah. The name is Christ. We commence our homiletics seminar.
Hallelujah. 奉神圣名, 我们在这里进行讲道学,
So before we go into it, who knows what homiletics mean?
那我们开始之前想请问,
Homiletics, what does it mean?
讲道学, 是什么意思?
Anyone?
任何人知道吗?
What's that? Check Google, I think that's true, right? Google it. And you Google it, everything comes up. Can you Google it then, Uncle Ping? Because we're going to do what? Homiletics, and then later on we're going to do apologetics. And these two terminologies pretty much is news. You know, everywhere when it comes to theology, right? Theology.
那所以在讲到神学的时候，有两个名词，一个是讲道学，另外一个是正道学，味道学。
Do you get it yet, Uncle Ping? Wi-Fi problem. Yeah.
Oh.
So anybody else, Deacon Wong, homiletics? You must know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
那就是说, ,准备讲道.
The exact definition of homiletic is the art of giving sermon. The art, right?
所以, 讲道学的, 的正确的定义就是, 讲道的艺术.
So giving sermon actually is an art, right?
所以, 准备讲道, 讲道其实是一门艺术.
So that's why when you watch people on television,
所以我们在看, 电视上的这些, 人,
No, some of them are very eloquent speakers, right? And they come to the point, it's like acting, right? acting in
sermon.
But of course, I mean, there are motivational speakers out there that you know, use the word of God to speak, right? It is an art, right?
那有一些, 讲者, 那他们, 借着神的灵的感动, 那他们这样子来讲到就像艺术一样。
So, For all the people you know, who is the most eloquent, right, in the eloquent sermon speakers or speakers? Who do you know is the most eloquent?
So,
Anybody?
I
mean, in the past also, not only now, right? In the past.
那就算是以前也好,
right?
不一定只是现在。
Who? What's that? Billy Graham, yeah. Billy Graham is pretty eloquent, right?
So, Billy Graham, 他是, 非常会讲道的一个, 这个传道人。
And of course, he's an evangelist, right?
当然他是一个布道家。
Who else?
还有谁?
What's that? Oh, Prince, Joseph Prince.
Joseph Prince. Yeah.
Okay.
那这是另外一位, Joseph Prince.
You guys know Joseph Prince?
Joseph Prince, 有人知道他吗?
Okay, some people say he's a very eloquent speaker, right?
那有些人说他是非常,
Who else?
流利的这个, 讲道人。 还有谁?
Mooney. Oh, I don't know his first name, Mooney. I know, yeah, I heard of him, yeah.
那,
yeah.
Huh?
Paul. Oh, Apostle Paul!
yeah,
he's Apostle Paul, that'd be eloquent, right?
Yeah.
Actually, nobody ever think that Martin Luther King Jr. Actually, he's one of the best speaker ever.
那还有就是马丁路德, 他是大概最好的一个, 这个, 讲, 怎么讲,
you know who else 讲, 讲, 讲道人, you know who else is very eloquent in speaking?
那还有谁, 非常会善于这个,
Hitler. Hitler is very eloquent speaking, right?
希特勒,那他也是, 非常有能力的这个,
so, really, you know those politicians may go up and speak, don't think they just, you know, I mean, they practice day and night to practice their speech, right?
那这些在政治上的人, 那他们这些人日夜都有机会来练习他们的说话的技巧。
Of course, when it comes to homiletics, it's only pertaining to theology, right? The art of giving sermon.
那当然我们在讲这个讲道学, 那当然这是讲到就是这个ology, 就是说这个是一个, 讲道的一个艺术。
For example, when I go up this morning to give sermon, right?
那像今天早上, 我给了一门, 我来讲道。
So many of you just think that okay, I'm talking about the you know the battle in the valley of Elah. That's you know that's my topic, right?
所以可能大家只是想到我所讲的这个主题。
Did you see that have introduction? That you could see I have introduction. Can you see that?
大家有没有看到我有一个很简短的简介
？Did you see have the main body?
大家有没有注意到我也有？
Did you,
这个主题的
Did you see have conclusion?
那还有我最后有一个大结尾。
You didn't see it, right?
那大家是不是没有注意到
？But every sermon speakers have to follow these three things.
但所有的讲道的人都必须要有这三个主要的部分。
And when it comes to sermon speaking, of course, sermon speaking is also goes, you know, it's also applied to Bible leaders also.Bible leaders, when you're leading Bible study.
Oh, okay. 那这些所谓的讲道的人，那这些所说的这些原则，当然对这个带领查经的人来说也是一样的原则。
So when we talk about homiletics, we're also going to talk about how to lead Bible study.
所以我们在讲讲道学，我们当然也要提到的是怎么样的来带领查经。
Can you go to the first slide, please?
请看第一章。第一章。
First slide, please. Yeah. Yes.There's three types of sermons.
所以有三种类别的讲道。
One is textual.
一个是文。
Textual
文字上。
Textual is when you read the Bible and you just study verse by verse. That is textual.
所以就是你把圣经打开，那之后你就照逐字逐经的这样子研读下来。
And the second one is topical.
那第二呢，就是主题式查经。
Topical this means you have a topic.Then you preach on it, right?
所以就是说，你有一个主题，那你针对主题，那你再
来讲道。So when it comes to Bible study,
所以在查经的时候
，most of the time, what kind of sermon are that you doing when it comes to Bible study?
所以在读经的时候，我们大概都是用哪一个类别
What's that? The first one, right?
就是第一个。
It's textual, right?
所以就是逐字。
With Bible study, you don't
逐节的。
Quite often, you don't go from one verse to the other verse in that, right? Yes.You study the passage. That's Bible study.、Right?
那所以通常在读经的时候，大概就是你不会跳来跳去，而是顺着这个经节这样子来研读下来。
And textual sermon, most of the time, they another word they call it teaching sermon, teaching.
所以在这个逐字查经的这样子的方式，通常是属于教训类别的查经。
And topical sermon is also known for a dynamic.Right for dynamics.、Right?
那主题查经通常的重点比较是有互动的这样子查经。
For example, this morning I shared, this afternoon I shared, right? So what kind of sermon did I give? What kind of sermon?
所以像今天早上跟下午刚刚第一节的这个我的讲道比较是接近于哪一类？第一个还是第二个
？What kind of sermon? What's that? Mix.
所以有人说是属于综合的，就是第三个。
If you follow all the verses I went through, I did not get out of, you know, First Samuel chapter 17, right?
所以如果大家有注意到我今天的这个讲道，其实我没有离开撒母耳记上第十七章。
And that is textual.
所以那也就是所谓的逐字、逐经的查经。
If I do topical, it's very difficult for me just to stay in one passage because it's topical. You must use the whole Bible, right?To support your topic, that is topical.
所以如果我是采取主题查经的策略，那大概我没有办法只停留在一个经节，而是我必须要用整本圣经来支持我的论点。
So most of the time, when do people use textual sermon? When?
所以一般人会在什么时候用这个逐字查经这样子的方式呢
？When?
什么时候
？And what kind of setting do people use the textual sermon? Right?
在什么样的环境？什么样的情境之下，这个带领的人会决定用逐字查经的方式。
What's that? Okay, during a Bible study, okay.
在读经的时候，查经的
时候。And usually, during what kind of occasion that we use the textual sermon? What?
所以在什么样的场合之下，我们会用这个逐字查经的方式
？Anybody understand my question?
是不是大家都了解我的问题？
Huh?Okay, yes. Usually, yes. So in other words, during seminars.
Yeah, 通常就是在有这个研讨会或者是圣经研习会的时候。
What about during evangelical night? Is it okay to use textual?
那如果是属于布道的这个聚会，这样适合这种逐字查经的方式还是
？Of course, it's okay to use this kind of sermon anytime, anywhere. But what is more fitting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 所以对于一些这个属于布道的这个聚会的话，或许主题查经可能比较适合，但不代表逐字查经就绝对不可以。
Why during evangelical services that we should use topical? Why?
为什么在布道聚会的时候适合用主题查经呢？
Yes, exactly. The main thing is that the audience you evangelize are not so familiar with the Bible.
Okay. 所以重点是因为听众对于圣经并没有很了解。
Of course, evangelical service or you know topical sermon is more dynamic, right? You want to bring that boom.To the congregation, right? You don't want to sit there, you know, like that, right? They all fall asleep, right?
Yeah. So, 当然在这个布道聚会的时候，你当然希望能够有比较多的跟这个听众的互动，而不是逐字这样查下来，可能他们会睡着。
But quite often, if we have a seminar with the congregation,
那通常比较常见的是在这个圣经研讨会的时候。
Most of the time, we use textual.
那我们大部分的时间是用逐字查经的方式。
If textual then or mix, right, the two.
那或许逐字查经，逐字查经，那之后呢，可能变成一个综合式的方式。
But for evangelical services,
但在布道聚会的时候
，most time we use topical.
大部分的时候我们是用主题式的查经。
And then we also mix some once in a while.
那或许呢，有一些其他综合的这种主题。
But what kind of type of sermon is better?
但哪一种类别的这个聚会是的讲道是比较适合的呢
？What's that? What kind of sermon is better? You think?
哪一种聚会是比较好
？Is it textual? Is it topical? Is it mixed?
所以哪一种这三种哪一种比较好
？What's that? Yes, first it depends.
所以依情况而论。
Okay, now we say okay during seminar we use more textual and during evangelical service we use topical, right?
所以或许我们会讲说，可能一些读经的一些讲习会，我们或许逐字查经；可是或许一些像布道会，我们或许用主题式。
But most of the time, mixed sermon are the best for all different kind of occasion.
那当然，在对任何的聚会来讲，最好的呢就是综合方式。
You know, sometimes when speakers come up, when you speak, you only like monotone, right? Throughout the whole 50 minutes, just monotone. That is not good for the audience.
那我们知道，有的时候讲道的人，在大部分的时间讲道的这个音调，大概就是很平，没有太大的变化，这样其实不是很好。
But some speakers also when they come for 15 minutes, all they do is yell, right, and scream, yell and scream, right?
那有些讲道的人呢，他这个整个五十分钟的这个讲道，可能就是很大声的在那里呼喊。
That's also not good for audience.
这对听众来说也不太好。
You know, when it's raining, right?
所以我们知道在下雨的时候
When the raindrop is very soothing, it's very smooth, it's coming down, right? After a while, what happens? You fall asleep, right?
那我们知道就像下雨天这个雨将慢慢的掉下来从天上非常非常的舒坦可能一会儿我们就会觉得想睡觉
But when it's raining and once in a while you hear the thunder, right? Then you hear lightning, right? Then you're like, you know, it's interesting, right?
那如果下雨一面有下雨又有雷声又有闪电的那你会觉得这个蛮有趣的
But if that lightning and thundering continue to go on then it's just like oh it just sounds right just sounds
那但是你一直不断的都是有闪电打雷在那里那一段时间以后你一样的会麻木觉得没有什么
And also for translator right
对翻译的人来说也是一样
Translator if the speaker is speaking so exciting and the translator go oh yeah God is love right Then it doesn't fit. It's not good.
所以如果翻译的人的语调跟讲道的人不符合，所以如果讲道的人非常的精彩，但翻译的人非常非常的这个低沉，那也是不适合的。
Because there's some translate, because you know, for me, sometimes I get very excited, right?
那对我来讲，有的时候我的讲道，我会觉得非常的兴奋。
And no matter how excited I get, the translate the same mood.Yes, throughout the whole time.
但有的时候，我觉得我虽然我讲的很精彩，可是，有的时候好像翻译的人都一样，非常的这个平调的语气。
And after a while, I don't get excited anymore.
那一段时间以后，我这个声乐讲到的人，我也不再觉得就是提不起精神要来让讲到变得有趣味。
So that's why even in Bible study.
所以就算在这个读经的时候
，When we speak, we should not be in monotone.
我们在讲的时候，我们也不应该用很平淡的语调。
Of course, we don't need to yell and scream.
那我们不需要在那里吼叫或者是大声。
But we say, you know, God is love. We must say, God is love, right?
但我们在说神是爱，我们必须要有这种
力量。David, no, he slayed Goliath. Why you cannot say David slayed Goliath? Right? It doesn't sound right.
那我们说这个大卫这个杀了这一头狮子，我们如果讲的很没有力气，那就没有办法听出味道。
But it should not be an acting. It should not be like acting, right?
That's not good either.
No, my wife tell me, Vudi, if you can speak 5 minutes with your hands in your pocket, I give you $50, right?
我太太跟我说, Vudi, 如果你可以讲这个五分钟,
50分钟,
让你的手都放在口袋里, 那我给你, 50块钱,
50,
50分钟50块钱 5分钟50块钱
So you think I can do it?
你们觉得我做得到吗?
I cannot.
我做不到.
After, even for 30 seconds, I cannot speak without my hands moving because I grew up in an Italian family, right? We always talk with our hands, right? So I'm always like this, right?
那对我来说, 我其实3分钟我也做不到, 因为我长大环境的关系, 我讲话都必须要这个比手画脚。
That's why sometimes I get myself in trouble because there's some churches that are very conservative, right? So when I speak on the pulpit, I might stand very still, don't move, and it's very difficult for me.
Yeah, right? 所以我对我来说有的时候, 我可能惹到一些麻烦, 因为在一些稍微保守一点的教会, 那我如果没有办法, 这个, 如果我必须要在那里静止不动的这样子讲到, 我真的是做不到。
But you notice, like when I speak, I always move. That is not I'm making up my move. No, I cannot not move when I speak, right?
所以可能大家也注意到, 我在讲道的时候, 我会不停的这样子移动, 因为真的是我没有办法控制有时候真的是
So that's why if I speak, I have to use a mic, I have a very difficult time thinking. Because my hand is not moving, so I cannot think too well.
所以我在讲到如果我必须要受困于, 这个麦克风的话, 我觉得非常的困难, 因为没有办法带着麦克风跟我一起走来走去。
So here, these are three types of sermons.
所以这是这三种, 讲道。
So textual, you just use the passage and expound the passage, right? That is textual.
所以, 这个逐字查经, 也就是, 顺着这个经文来这样的讲述
And then there's topical
然后主题查经
Usually topical is during evangelical services
所以, 这尤其用在, 布道会当中
Like baptism, right?
那尤其是像,
Holy Spirit
我们讲圣灵
Holy Communion
那我们在圣餐当中
Sabbath
或者是讲安息日,
One true God
独一神
There's no way you can give a sermon textual sermon when it comes to this kind of topics.
所以针对刚刚所说的这些主题, 你如果要这个逐字查经这样来查, 是很困难的。
But sometimes it's good also to mix. You read a passage and then you go with your topics, right? Things like that.
可是有的时候也是, 你读一段经文, 然后来, 支持, 你要讲的这个主题的论点, 那这样也是, 非常好的。
So any question, any thought? Any question, any thought?
所以现在有什么问题, 或者是一些,
yes.
感想吗?
When you're going to get a mix
Yes,
yes.
Yeah, we'll go into that, yes.
你是还是有一个, 题目,
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Don't think if you have a textual sermon, it means you have no topic. You know, the topic is always there. Textual means you just use the text in a passage to share. You don't go from you know, this and that, right? That's topical.
Yeah, 所以逐字查经的意思就是说, 你在查经, 依照这个经文的顺序来查, 并不带, 而不是, 你会, 就是, 跳到其他的部分的经文, 可是这不代表你就不需要有一个题目。
So before we give a sermon,
所以在, 我们, 讲道之前,
or lead Bible study,
那或者是在, 带领查经之前,
what is the first step you must do?
所以第一步要做的是什么?
What is the first thing you must do?
第一件事我们要做到的是什么?
What's the first thing I must do?
Pray.
Okay, decide a topic. Okay.
Okay, 决定一个主题.
Even before that.
那在那之前呢?
Yes.
祷告.
It's so simple, but a lot of us, we don't do it.
虽然很简单, 可是很多在座的人或许不会这样做.
You know, yeah, can you next slide, please?
请问, 请下一张.
Yes. Yes. Pray, right?
那祷告.
Before, during, and after.
之前, 那当中, 还有之后,
Why is it so important to pray?
为什么祷告这么重要呢?
Why? Yes, first, you are speaking the word of God.
因为我们在讲述神的道理, 神的话,
and the word of God, actually, you need the Spirit to be able to use it correctly.
所以, 要说, 神的话, 我们必须要靠神的带领, 我们才能够很正确的来讲述。
What else?
还有什么呢?
Yes. So we can use the truth correctly.
所以我们可以很正确的来来运用这个真理。
But quite often when we think actually the biggest mistake that people make who, you know, giving sermons or leading Bible study, they over prepare.
那有一个很普遍的一个错误，就是很多这个准备讲道的人，他可能准备的过头了。
What do I mean when say over prepared?
什么叫做准备过度了呢？
This means in your own head, right? You try to prepare too much your own ways, your own ideas, instead of praying, ask God really to grant you the wisdom, right? To see the way the Bible ought to be, right? That is way more important.
所以我刚刚讲准备过头的意思呢，就是说在你自己的脑子里头，可能你有太多自己的想法、自己的意念，而忘了要借着祷告求神来带领，让我们真的可以了解到圣经里面的真意是什么。
And the same thing with choir conductor. Choir conductor.
好像这个诗班的这个指挥。
The biggest mistake choir conductor do, they prepare so much but don't pray enough.
所以有的时候可能诗班的指挥准备了很多，但没有足够的祷告。
No, for me, I've been to many spiritual convocations.
那对我来讲，我去了非常非常多的参加很多的灵恩会、灵恩布道会。
When I sit down and listen to the choir,
当我坐下来听诗歌献诗的时候
，I can tell if that choir they pray a lot or they just practice a lot.
那我可以听得出来，这个诗班呢，它是练习很多呢，还是祷告很多
？Actually, when a choir really prepare themselves by praying a lot,
所以这个诗班如果他们准备很多，是以大家祷告很多。
And when they sing,
那他们在唱的时候
，Actually, the sound, right, it just cut to your heart.
那他们所唱的诗歌呢，就直接切入到你的内心。
And the spirit inside just really move in such a way that.Nothing on earth move us like that.
所以那大家的心被这些诗歌所感动，就好像其他任何的力量都没有办法做到的。
You know, it's not in comparison to like, you know, the love song and stuff on the radio, right? You know, sometimes when you feel sad, you listen to a love song, you feel very touched. No, it's not like that, right?
那这些跟我们好像在广播上里头听到的这些情歌的这种，有的时候你会因为那些情歌而觉得你受创的心里的有一些感动，这个是完全不同的一个层次。
And then you know, actually, they quite pray a lot.
那我们也知道这个诗班呢，它实际上是祷告很
多。But quite for me, if quite practice half an hour, they should also pray half an hour.
所以我觉得如果诗班要练唱半个小时，那也应该有半个小时的祷告。
But quite often, quite practice an hour and a half, pray 5 minutes.
但有的时候呢，诗班或许练习一个半小时，但只有祷告五分钟。
And the same thing with Bible leaders and also sermon giver.
那这个可能是类似的情况，对讲道的人跟带领查经的人是一样的。
When we say pray, it doesn't mean you just kneel down and pray. No, it's not like that.
那我们讲祷告，可能你会想的是就是跪下来祷告。
This means
是像这样。
For example, when we pray before, right before.
所以我们说这个在事前的这个准备的这个祷告。
Why do we need to pray before we give a sermon or lead Bible study? Why?
为什么我们在讲道之前或者是在带领查经之前要祷告呢？
Yes, first it is to prepare our heart.
所以要准备我们的心。
Then?
那再来呢？
What's that? Yes, we pray so God can be with us.
所以我们祷告，所以神可以与我们同在。
Then?
然后呢？
You go ahead. Yes. Yes.
所以就是我们有时候我们不知道我们的会众他们心里所需要的是什么样的道理。
No, when I come here to Houston.
那我来到休斯顿教会。
I don't really know what members, you know, heart. What do you need? What kind of food do you need to eat?
那很多时候我并不知道休斯顿教会的信徒心里面所需要的粮食是哪一种。
But when we pray.
但我们祷告。
Really, God give us, you know, give us the type of ingredient and to cook a certain kind of food that the people needed for that time.
那在祷告当中，神会让我们知道，在教会里头的信徒，他们所需要的是什么样的食物，什么样的一些食材。
So like this, actually, last night I shared a mother's love, right?
那我昨天晚上跟大家分享了母亲的爱。
And this morning I was going to share mother's love part two, right?
今天早上我其实本来是要再讲述这个母
亲的爱。Then mother's love part three this afternoon, right?
那本来今天下午要讲母亲的爱第三集。
But when I was praying, right?
但我在祷告的时候。
And I just feel like, oh, okay, let's not talk about mother's love, because I plan to use the mother's love all week already, right? This is the whole week. That's what I'm thinking.
那我实际上已经准备了要讲有关于这个母亲的爱这样的主题来讲一个礼拜，但我在祷告的时候，其实我得到的这种。
But this morning I woke up and just like, okay, don't use the topic mother's love, right?
但我今天早上醒来，那我就突然想到，我不要再讲这个母亲的爱这个主题了。
And that's another thing too, as sermon giver and Bible leaders, we must have the heart of flexibility.It's very important.
那当然，这个准备讲道的人，还有带读经的人，也是心里要能够常常能保持有弹性。
For me, I experience a lot. Quite often, like that Friday, I have a sermon to give already. I know what it is. Then I kneel down and pray before the hymns. Then all of a sudden, I change my mind, just completely change to a different topic.
那有的时候在聚会前我已经想好我要讲的主题是什么，但在聚会前我跪下来祷告，在有的时候就让我能决定要来讲另外完全不一样的主题。
So pray before preparing for sermon.
所以在准备讲道之前要祷告。
It's very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because you don't know what's going on with the congregation.
因为我们不太了解会众的需要。
But God knows.
但神知道。
For example, when it comes to food, I'm very picky when it comes to food. That's what my wife tells me anyway.
对我来说我对食物是非常的挑剔的，起码我的太太是这么告诉我的。
I like all different kinds of food.
我喜欢各式各样的食物。
But I like it in a certain day.
那我是在某些天喜欢某些食物。
Because sometimes, you know, I just want pasta, simple pasta. That's what I want, right?
有的时候我就是喜欢一些这个意大利面。
And sometimes I just want rice and eggs, right? Two fried eggs and rice, and I'm very happy just eating that, right?
有的时候我就是想要一些饭，然后跟一些这个炒蛋，那我就很高兴了。
But sometimes I want, you know, big stuff lobsters, like big stuff shrimp, big stuff scallops. Sometimes I want that, right?
那有的时候我也想要吃这个龙虾、这个干贝、这些虾子这些大餐。
So when it comes to giving sermon,
所以在讲道的时候
or leading Bible study,
或者是在带领
查经 we must have the same mentality.
我们也有同样的这个心态
that members actually in a certain day, a certain time, a certain environment, they want different food. And the only way for us to know that is by praying to God.
所以信徒也是在不同的时候、不同的场合、不同的情况会需要不同的这个主题，希望听到不同的内容，所以这些我们必须要从祷告当中来求神来告诉我们。
I love soup.
那我是很喜欢喝汤的。
But in Dallas, when there's 110 degrees outside, I don't want to eat no soup. I don't want to see soup, right?
那有的时候在 Dallas 那这个一百度的天气，我就不想要喝汤了。
And you see, in the summertime, I hardly eat fur, and fur is my favorite thing to eat.
那在夏天，其实我就比较没有在吃这个越南米粉汤。其实那是我最喜欢的，但是夏天我就不吃了。
But when it's raining outside, my mind right away, let's go for some fur.
那但是如果在下雨的话，我心里马上就想呀，我们来吃点这个米粉汤吧。
So members are the same way.
那信徒也是一样的。
That's why without praying before, we can't even come up with a topic.If we already come up with a topic, that means it's our own will, our own way already, right?
那所以我们在决定主题之前，我们要先祷告。如果在祷告之前，你的主题就已经想好了，那表示这是我们自己个人的想法。
That's why, you know, every time I go to different churches, they ask me, oh, what topic are you going to give next week? I say, I have no idea, right? Next week is next week. I need to pray this whole week to know what's going to be on next week, right?
所以有的时候我到一个教会去讲到呢，他们说你下礼拜要讲什么主题，我就告诉他们说我怎么知道，因为下个礼拜是下个礼拜。
And I see it, my wife, she loves to cook, right?
那我太太非常喜欢煮饭。
But when she's in the mood to cook a certain thing, the food come out so much better, I'm telling you, right?
那当她的心里已经准备好想要煮哪一类的食物，那个时候煮她的饭是非常好吃的。
If I tell her I want some pho and she's not in the mood to cook pho, the pho will not come out too good. Really?
但如果我告诉她说，因为我想要吃米粉汤，请她煮，而不是她心里想要煮的，那煮出来就没有那么好吃。
So that's why when we pray, really God will give us the ingredient and exactly what kind of food to cook for the congregation.
所以如果我们祷告，神会让我们知道要什么样的食材、什么样的配料，那煮出来的东西，那就是。是正好恰到 好处。
And then when we start to prepare this food, right?
然后之后呢，我们就要开始准备这个。
Really, we say to ourselves, "Wow, this food gonna taste good." Really, you feel like that, right?
那之后呢，我们就会知道这个食物真的会非常的好吃。
Really, some sermon you prepared for, you just feel like this sermon edified me so much. Even the congregation is not edified, but I'm loving it, right? It's just sometimes you feel like that.
那有的时候这个一篇讲到有的时候完讲完之后，那我自己也觉得我就得到了很多的造就，或许信徒不一定也得到同样程度的造就，但我起码我觉得我得到很多的造就。
And you notice that I don't use slides. I mean, only like during seminar I use slides, but during my sermon for Sabbath stuff, you know, I don't use slides stuff anymore, right?
那平常在这个安息日聚会的时候，我倒没有用投影片，不过一些特殊的研讨会我会用。
Not that PowerPoints are bad. I know Deacon Wong, he loved to use PowerPoints, right? I mean, that is prerogative, right? He likes that, right?
那我并不是说用这个投影片就不好，因为我知道黄执事很喜欢使用。
But for me, when I first became a pastor, oh yeah, I do a lot of fancy, really. I can show you all my PowerPoints, very fancy, it's very funny, right? All that kind of stuff, right?
那我在成为传道之前，其实我也很喜欢用电子投影片。那我可以做这个非常看起来这个影像非常活跃的
Then I realized I spend so much time preparing my slides, this doing, making fancy this and that. I take time, less time to pray.And to read, right? To read the Bible.
我后来发现，为了要准备这些精彩的投影片，反而让我没有时间祷告所以这样反而不好。
I also came to another conclusion.
那我就得到了一个结论。
You see, every time I give sermon, I only use the Bible. I never use anything else.
所以我在讲道的时候，我所用的就是圣经。
Like, I mean, I read many philosophical books and many psychology books, but for me, I came to a conclusion. All you need is really the Bible.
那我当然读过了很多的心理学、哲学各方面的一些书，那我想最后终归的结论就是，我讲到我只需要的就是这本圣经。
For example, you know, I was telling Deacon Patrick this, like, you know, because as psychologists, you try to find what is the definition of depression, right?
Yeah, 那我跟Deacon Patrick 分享过，就是说有的时候我们比如说在讲说什么是焦虑。忧郁症的这个定义是什么？
And many psychologists, psychiatrists tried many years to pinpoint what caused people to be depressed.
很多心理学家，那他们都是在试着来找寻忧郁症的这个是从哪里产生的。
But actually, the Bible tells us 4,000 years ago the definition of depression, really.
但圣经上其实告诉我们在4000年前这个忧郁症就已经有了。
The book of Proverbs said the anxiety of the heart.Cause depression, and it's so true. It's so true.
在箴言也告诉我们，这个心理的焦虑，那这是会让我们产生这种就是会产生这种无尽的焦虑，那这是非常真实的。
So of course, why do we need to pray during?
那当然，我们为什么要在讲道当中要祷告呢
？For example, when we given sermon and stuff like that, or lead Bible study, why do we need to pray? When we pray, not during the middle of the sermon, you kneel down and pray. No, not like that, right? But in your heart, right? Continue to pray.
所以我说，在这个讲道当中要祷告，并不是说在聚会前大家一起跪下来祷告，不是仅止于此，而是在讲道，甚至在讲的过程当中，我们的心里要不断的祷告。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why do you think that is?
为什么这很重要呢？
What's that?
So that God's words will be in our hearts.
Okay, it's true, but that's we prayed before, right? But now during, right? During, why do you need to pray during you giving a sermon, a lead Bible study, right?
Yeah.
Any one of you ever prayed during leading Bible study before? You ever do that?
所以为什么是在聚会当中、讲道当中或者是查经当中需要祷告？那有没有人实际上这么经历过？就是说，在祷告就是在查经当中或者是讲道当中祷告。
Maybe some of us who did not prepare too well, then you just
或许如果你没有准备足够，那可能你一面讲一面心里祷告。
But sister, you gonna say something?
所以 Jackie 姐妹说她有曾经经历过，就是说在读经的在带领查经的时候呢，她会一面跟神祷告，希望神能够带领就是参加读经的这些弟兄姐妹。
And that's very true.
那、
right?
这是很真实的。
When you're leading Bible study and you see brother and sister is in need of certain things, you must pray in our heart, right? To God open the heart to understand, to you know, to be encouraged, to be edified, right? During the time.
所以在带领查经的当下，那我们希望我们知道这些弟兄姐妹心里面有一些需要，所以我们借着在这个过程当中的这个祷告，能够让他们的心眼可以打开，所以他们能够得到造就。
So you know when a preacher giving sermon, right?
那我们知道在传道讲道的时候
，and see members no fall asleep, right?
那有的时候看到一些信徒会打瞌睡。
What is the best thing to do?
那传道该做什么呢
？Cast out evil spirit, not just kidding, right?
不是在那个时候这个赶邪灵吧？这当然就是开玩笑。
What is the best thing? You know, when you give them sermon and all of a sudden you give them, people are just dozing off, right?
所以你一面在讲道，那你看到台下睡成一片，你该怎么做呢
？I turn the AC up a little bit too hot.
那把
What you say? Yeah. Please say something.Okay.
所以可能是不是要把冷气开强一点，然后让这个温度改变
？What should you do?
到底该做什么呢？他说，所以可能李伯伯说大讲到就先停下来，那大家一起唱一首诗。
No, I see sometimes pastors do, we do do that, yes.
有的时候传道真的会这么做。
Especially during a seminar, okay, let's get up and sing a hymn, right?
有的尤其是在这个圣经研讨会到一半，可能大家说，哦，那大家站起来唱一首诗。
But I see testimony.
但实际上呢，就是给分享一个见证。
When you talk with someone, then all of a sudden you tell a testimony, you tell a story, and then everybody's awake or they want to listen, right?
Yeah.
It's always like this.
所以有常常就看到有大家在打瞌睡，你在那个时候赶快借机分享一个见证，大家马上就精神就来了。
And we as pastor, we test many, many times. We test the audience like that. The minute we tell a story about something, everybody's up listening, right?
所以我们这个身为传道的，其实这个我们已经做过很多的实验，所以一讲到这个见证或者是分享一个故事，大家的眼睛就瞪得很大。
And then after the story, people fall asleep. Really?
这个故事一结束，大家马上就又睡着了。
That's why for me, you notice when I give sermon, almost every verse that I use.I always use some kind of story right next to it too, right?
所以大家可能会注意到，每一次在分享经文，每一段经文的前后，我可能就会穿插一个小故事。
But for example, the battle in the valley of Elah, the second half, right afternoon, right? Everybody's tired, right?
尤其是在下午的这个聚会的这个时间，大家都精神都不济。
If I was an audience, I would fall asleep before everybody. Really?
如果我在台下的话，我可能会比大家都提早都睡
着。It's a little hard. We just ate, you know, food, and we, you know, so we just in here, you know, it's the circulation is not good in this church. The circulation is not too good, right?
所以有的时候这个温度比较高，那这个空气这个循环不好，那大家刚吃了饭，那又精神就是不太好。
Even sometimes you can be so loud, speaking so loud, but people just completely tired.Then they just want to sleep, right?
有的时候讲到的人也会试着把声音这个讲的放得很大，可是没有办法，大家似乎都很累。
For me, I never mind when people sleeping during sermon. Really, at least thank God they're resting. Really.
对我来讲，我从来不会介意这个会众在台下睡着，因为我想感谢神的是他们起码可以得到他们应有的休息。
But this one church I went to, actually, this is in Sacramento Church, right? Sacramento.
那在这个萨迦满都教会。
There's one true seeker.
有一个这个慕道者
She's been true seeking for about 7 years.
那他已经这个慕道七年了
The minute I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I see it and she falls asleep.
只要我说
It's always like this.
开始我讲道，他马上睡着
And the minute we like, okay, let's we conclude, let's rise and sing hymns. She's awake and she's so chirpy throughout the whole lunch time and everything, right?
那每次我讲到说啊、哦，那今天是我们的讲道，那我们一起唱诗，那他马上精神就来了，马上站起来唱诗。那整天聚会，他的精神抖擞。
Then afternoon sermon.
那在下午
in the name of Jesus Christ, then she completely asleep.
那我一讲奉主是圣名，我在这里讲道，
When、
他马上又睡着。
When she's awake.
那我一唱诗，他就醒过来。
Every single weekend is like this for the last 7 years.
所以每一个礼拜。在过去的七年当中都是这样子。
But actually, then we went to visit her, didn't we? Then we realized that actually, at home, she doesn't go to sleep at all. She has some sleep you know, insomnia, right? She has insomnia, right? She cannot sleep at all, right?
所以我们去访问她，那她在家里就跟我们分享，其实她是有失眠症，所以她在家里完全没有办法睡觉。
And she said, yeah, when she listened to the word of God, it feels so soothing, that's why she falls asleep right away, right?
所以她一在这里听到神的话语，她觉得非常非常的舒坦，所以她马上睡着。
I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, she cannot help it, right?
那我就觉得这没有关系，因为她没有办法控制。
Even that she drives, in the middle of her driving, she just falls asleep, too.
那有的时候因为他在开车的时候，他也有的时候会太累而睡着。
And she got to many accidents before, right?
那他也有过车祸。See,
maybe some people are like that, so don't feel bad when people fall asleep, right, on you, right?
所以有的时候讲道的人不要因为台下睡着，你就觉得心里面不高兴。
And see, Paul, he was a great evangelist, right?
那我们知道这个是Paul，使徒保罗，他是很好的布道家。
He preached, and then there's a boy named Eutychus, right, sitting on the window. He fell asleep, and he fell, and he died. That's how bad Paul's sermon was, right?
所以保罗在这个讲道的时候，有一个少年人由腿骨，他从窗户旁边跌下去。所以我们可以看到，保罗的讲道或许在那个时候是很乏味的。So
what I'm saying to you, actually, don't take, you know, it personal.
Really? I
know some speakers, when they see people sleeping, they get so upset, you know, sometimes they bang something and wake them up, isn't that all?
那我知道有了这个讲道的人，他在看到台下的人睡着，那他心里生气，甚至拍桌子。
But I do that for young people, to train them, like the young people, right?
那但如果台下,
like spiritual convocation, stuff like that, you know, you do that with the young ones, right?
Yeah, 但如果是这个学生联会，这些年轻的这些学生坐在台下睡觉的话，那我可能会这样做。
So, and also we must pray after.
但还有就是我们必须在讲道之后要祷告。Why
is it have to pray after? Why?
为什么在讲道之后要祷告呢？
Okay. After you give a sermon, right, and then you pray, right? You pray, right?
所以就是说，Sister Grace 她讲的是说，或许我们祷告，希望听到的人，他们可以从讲道当中学到一些东西，甚至改变了他们的生命。
What's that?
Don't forget your sermon.
Oh, don't forget your sermon, okay.
所以李伯伯说，就是不要忘了你的你所自己所讲的。
That's true, right? That's true.
Yeah, 那是也是很真实。
Yes.
Sister Mark 说，如果是没有很好的这个讲道的话，那希望大家就是他祷告，就是所有的会众都能够还是能够从这个或许这个讲道甚至之外的东西能够得到救。那如果是好的。 这个讲到那当然希望大家就是能够从中学到很多。
That is very true.
那是很真的。
First, when you give a bad sermon, lead Bible study, you lead it really bad, you did a bad job, you say, oh God, please forgive me. You have.
有时候你真的是讲得很不好，那你可能祷告说，神啊，请你原谅我。
And sometimes you lead a really good Bible study, lead a good sermon, then you say, oh God, please humble me. Really?
有的时候或许你的这个讲道是非常好的，那你要祷告说，神啊，请你让我能够谦卑。
We are human beings, we are so weak, really, so weak.
那我们是人，所以我们是非常的软弱的。
If you give a good sermon and some brother and sister say, oh, wow, what a great sermon, all my heart is like, oh, I'm a little puffed up. Really, only take one person to say something, right? So you must cast that out, right?
所以有的时候讲完一篇很好的道理，如果只要有一个弟兄或姐妹来跟你说，哎，这个道理很好，可能也因为这样，我们的心里就会有骄傲。
I share with you one of the pastors, he doing his evangelical services.
那有一位弟兄在这个布道会的时候。The
first night he went up to speak.
那他上台讲道。He
spoke very powerful.
他的讲道是非常有能力。So
members, you know, came up and said, oh, thank God that your sermon is very touching, this and that, right?
所以后来呢，讲完之后就有弟兄来告诉他说, oh, 感谢神啊，你的这个讲道是如何如何的好。And
the pastor said, oh, thank you, thank God, thank God.
那这个传道就说，哦，感谢神，感谢神。And
the other time he meant it. When he said thank God, right? And when he said thank God, he really meant it. Thank God, right?
在那时候，他是真正的，他是这么想，感谢神。So
the second night.
但第二晚上,
he gave a very powerful sermon.
那他再度给了一个非常有能力的这个讲道。
And the members say to him, oh, thank God, really another good sermon.
那这个又有信徒跟他说，哦，感谢神，又是一个非常好的道理。
And he shared with me, said this time, he said, oh, thank God, but at the same time, he said, oh, yeah. I'm pretty good, right? He said thank God, but at the same time he said I'm pretty good, right?
所以他后来告诉我说，在这个讲完之后，他心里当然他说哦感谢神，可是在感谢神的同时，他也想说，哎，我讲的真不错。
The third night he gave a great sermon also.
那第三个晚上呢，他也是讲
了
非常好的道理。And
members came to him and said, "Wow, thank God, your sermon is very edifying."
那有信徒来跟他说，哦，感谢神，你的这个道理造就很多。
So he tell the members, "Thank God."
他告诉这个信徒说，哦，感谢神。
But his heart, in his side, his heart is like, "Oh, I'm pretty good, yeah."
但他的心里呢，他就想着，哦，我真做的不错。
And he said the fourth night.
那第四个晚上
，he went up.
他上台
He's blank. He couldn't say anything.
他说他第四个晚上一上台，他脑筋一片
空白。He had to stop the whole service and come down and ask people, can we continue? Can we pray again?
那他没有办法，什么都讲不出来，所以他必须要下来，请所有的信徒一起跟他一起祷告。
He said during the time, not even one word can come to his head. He completely was blank.
他说在那个时候，没有任何的字能够进到他的脑海，进到他的心中。他完全脑筋一片空白。
So that's why praying is very important.
所以祷告是非常重要的。
Before, during, and after.
所以在之前，在讲到当中，跟讲到完之后。
I remember one time I was leading a prayer session during one NYTS.
那我记得有一次在青年神训班，那我带有一次的这个祷告会。
The minute I say the name of Jesus Christ.
那我一说奉主耶稣圣名。
And I feel the Spirit of God fill the whole church.
那我感觉到神的灵充满了整个教会。
And during my sermon, right?
那在讲道的时候
，I feel you feel God fill the whole church, and you can feel His glory.
那我感觉到神的灵充满他的荣耀，充满在整个会堂当中。
And after, right before we invite everybody to come up and pray.
那在大家到前面来祷告之前
，I saw Satan in the corner, right up there in the corner.
那我马上看到撒旦，他就站在这个后面的角落。
And he had an arrow.
那他手上拿了一个箭
，and he shoot right at my heart.
他对着我的心射过来。
And I mean, right now I talk to you like very plainly, but during that time I was very scared, right?
现在当然我跟大家讲的很平静，可是在那个时候我非常。
Why do you think that Satan shoot an arrow in my heart? Why?
为什么你们会觉得为什么撒旦要这样子射箭到刺穿我的心呢
？Why?
为什么
？What do you guys think?
为什么大家觉得怎么样
？I was proud.
因为我心里面有了这个傲气。
Because I couldn't believe, like, wow, God really with me, right? That's why I say to myself, nobody knows, but good in my head, right?
因为那个时候，我不自觉的心里面觉得说，哦，神的灵真的是与我同在。
Even a 20 minutes prayer, I can see the power of God, right?
因为就算是一个短短20分钟的一个祷告，我可以看到神的灵与我同在。
And that is why Satan also.He heard me. He knows what I was thinking inside my heart, right?
所以那个时候，撒旦他也知道我，他也听到了，我心里面在说的。
And thank God, I just repent. I really repent.
所以在那时候，我马上跟神忏悔。
And of course, when he shined the shoot at my heart, I was like this. Like people don't know, but I move like that because I really saw him shooting at me, right?
那当然，但是他没有射到我，因为我的身就侧过来。大家可能就是看到我这样侧过来，不知道到底在做什么。
And the same time, one of the sisters was possessed by evil spirit, I see, because of pride.
那在同样的那个时候，有一个姐妹，那她被邪灵所附，也是因为她的骄傲。
So that's why it's so important when we lead Bible study, when we, you know, giving a sermon, we must have a heart of humility.
所以在带领查经或者是讲道的时候，要有谦卑的心是非常重要的。
And always use the word of God in reverence is very important.
所以都要用神的话来当做我们的根据，这是非常重要的。
One time a youth was reading the Bible and then read like, for example, you know,She read, oh, make haste, oh God, deliver to me, make haste to help me, oh Lord, blah, 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 blah. That's what she said. you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. 所以有一次这个带领查经的人他在念圣经的时候他并没有好好的念而是念就是用一些其他的字去取代就是哦 blah, 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 blah.
In average, you have no reference in the word of God. So what she's saying that, oh, the rest of the verse is not that important. So she just say blah, 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 right? And that's not a good thing. When you're reading God's word, you must have reference to it, right? You cannot say the rest, oh, blah, 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 blah. You cannot say that, right?
所以我们在引用神的话的时候，我们必须要能够真的知道根据在哪里，而不是很这个草草带过，而且说这个blah blah 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 就这样带过去，这样是很不妥当的。
So we will, and especially when we give in sermon,
尤其是在讲道的时候。
Actually, sometimes we feel that we want to come up to give sermon. Actually, if we really have that kind of feeling, oh, I want to give sermon, I want to share this, means our heart is not in the right place.
所以有的时候, 如果你心里面觉得说, 常常觉得说, 诶, 我很想要上来讲道, 很想要这样子来做的话, 可能, 我们的心不是在一个正确的地方。
Because given sermon, if you make a mistake,
因为这样子的情况之下, 常常, 我们在 讲道当中, 可能会, 有这个, 有出错,
if you don't say something according to the Bible,
如果我们没有依照圣经的教训,
God will hold us accountable.
那神会以后让我们负责。
So that's why really come up when we lead Bible study, we must really pray to God.
所以在我们, 要带领查经跟, 讲道之前, 我们必须要能够祷告。
When we're reading RE, you know, when we're leading or teaching RE students, the same thing too.
所以我们在, 教这个宗教教育的课程的时候也是一样的。
So that's why really whatever we do with the word of God, we must have reverence.
所以, 我们不论如何, 我们, 在, 用到神的话语的时候, 我们的心, 一定要, 非常的纯正。
And let's take a break.
那我们在这里先休息。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
请大家同心默祷。